back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Let's go.
Once again to Let's Go Pop. I'm your host, Rich Horton, coming at you a little late in the month of February, not really getting around to doing my first podcast of the month until, let's see, this is being recorded on the 17th, so the real world gets in the way of these kind of things sometimes, and probably I should have done some recording last week, but didn't happen. I'm going to try to make up for it now by bringing you a lot of wonderful tunes. No theme this week. Actually, nothing even particularly all that new either. So more just a sort of a hodgepodge, a collection of things that that you may have missed, or some things that I just feel like talking about or mentioning or in the mood to hear. So started off there with The Dons, Till We Meet Again, from Dawn of the Dons, early 2000s. It's I always say that's one of my favorite pieces of ear candy. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, the little hook and the little worm that sort of burrows its way into your brain like some sort of vicious parasite, and just won't let go. But at least this, in this case, in a good way. And actually, there's going to be a lot of that kind of thing this show, at least as far as I'm concerned. So, without further ado, I'm going to jump right back into it. We're going to start off with The Red Button. This is from their last album. Let me say their latest album, which is a couple years ago now. Hopefully we will hear something from them soon. But this is, from the album As Far As Yesterday Goes, and this is the song Sandrine right here on Let's Go Pop.
Dancing. my arms and legs that day. But just to have one stroke of good fortune come into play.
Solitarium. That was Darren with She's Better Than Me. A little bit of Texas there, a little bit of the Austin music scene imposing itself here. And that's always actually a pretty damn good thing, actually. Before that, we heard Frank Ciampi from the album Big Top Woman. With the Miss Jersey, really nice little jellyfish-esque kind of bouncy pop tune there. Then we started it off with the Red Button. As far as Yesterday Goes, was the album. Sandrine was the track. Had a pretty good variety there of different approaches that I don't know, appeal to me in a lot of ways, and that's actually one of the things that keeps this as fresh as it is. I mean, I'm sure there's I certainly have had friends where I've had them express that to them it all sounds the same, which to me just seems, I mean, crazy, because the variety that I hear in it is, I mean, very noticeable, particularly when you, I mean, you see the, I mean, the different kinds of influences that people are drawing into it. I mean, not to mention you have something like, you know, the Ciampi song I just played, very bouncy, very piano-y, intensive. And compare that to the, you know, guitar-driven track by Darren. You know, to me, maybe you can sit there and say, in terms of the songwriting, you know, the pop music, you know, structure of songwriting, you know, verses, chorus, middle eights. All right, fine. You know, the occasional interesting bridge thrown in here and there. But in terms of sound and in terms of, I mean, the construct of lyrics, a lot of times could be I mean, you got people who are inspired by people like Dylan, right? People like Elvis Costello, you know, who are, you know, drawing in all this word imagery. And then you got other people who, you know, I mean, it's yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. Probably not really going for lyrical depth, right? And so you have a little bit of that. And, of course, you also have it in terms of sound, right? I mean, what are people drawing upon? And, you know, one of the things that, that I always try to do is, and this is a segue, right? Is to bring in a little bit of the touch of the Americana, right? Roots rock. I mean, all that is, of course, a big part of, you know, where this music comes from and its lineage. So when you have somebody like, oh, I don't know, Bill Lloyd, here you have somebody who has a completely different, to my ear, a sound, even though it is rooted in that sort of, you know, pop songwriting construct. But let's just face it, I mean, very few people do it as well as Bill Lloyd does. And we will hear this very, very clearly on a track I'm going to pull from his actually, to my mind, very underrated album, Boy King of Tokyo. And this is indubitably right here on Let's Go Pop.
Every time you question me, the answer should be plain to see. Do I love you eternally? Indubitably. When you look at me across the couch, with eyes that still hold shreds of doubt, do I always reassure my sweet? What is obviously a trusted fact that is undoubtedly 5 syllables worth of reality. Every time you're in the dark, it's like you're reaching for a question mark. Is this love something that we should keep? Say indubitably. Trusted fact that is undoubtedly 5 syllables worth of reality. Every time you question me, the answer should be plain to see. Do I love you eternally?
Yeah!
Wisely, Drink Up from his album Parador. Ended that quick little section. Right before that, we had heard Bill Lloyd's Indubitably from Boy King of Tokyo. The Willie Wisely track, Parador, that album that Drink Up comes off of. I just saw a note from Mr. Wisely that he's put out a sort of special edition, a sort of a 10-year anniversary edition. I can't believe it's been 10 years since Parador came out. And I think you can find it in online. He's got like a massive, like, you know, 22, 23 track download that he's putting up with outtakes, remixes, you know, the whole nine yards. And honestly, Parador is a terrific album, and it deserves that kind of attention. Even from sort of a larger context of sort of, you know, rock album-dom, shall we say, a lot of power pop albums aren't going to have that. I mean, you do have the exceptions, right? And what I mean is, there a lot of times there are going to be collections of songs as opposed to having, I don't want to say like a unifying theme, but sometimes there really are just it's a collection of singles. And you can have a great album that is a collection of sort of tracks that stand alone on their own. I think Shoes albums as being a really good example of that. Right? Sitting down and listening to something like The Best of Shoes is really, really difficult in one sense, because the way they craft things, each of their tracks is this sort of little gem on its own. And you kind of lose the impact of it when you have 12 of them in a row. Right? In a lot of ways, they're not meant to be heard that way. Right? However, there are some people who can do it. Willie Wisely puts together an album. It has the different sort of textures to it that lend itself to that. Right now, I'm not busting on Shoes. Right? They obviously do have tracks that that are attempting to do different things. Right? But I think there's a core sound that they just hammer, because they know it sounds so damn good, and they go back to it. And I'm like, a Shoes album like Propeller, okay, it has a little bit more cohesion, I think, as sort of an album, as you sort of think of it as sort of a collective whole, as opposed to a collection of individual singles. And I'm like, Parador, though, is a real album, all right, and it really holds together in that way, and demands really to be, you know, sit down and just listen to it, you know, from first track to last. So yeah, I think that's really cool that he's taken the time to put that out. So yeah, look for that on SoundCloud. He might have it downloadable on other platforms. Yeah, that comes very highly recommended from me, and I'm sure lots of other people would have come across at least some of that music. And hey, it's produced by Linus of Hollywood, and you know, that to me is a match made in heaven. All right, going to head off into some more music now. And, yeah, you know what we're going to do, and I'll talk a little bit about this stuff on the other side of this block. But we're going to start off with some Smith Brothers going out to Ohio here, and going to pull there something from a single they put out a couple years ago, Carrie Ann, and Enjoy.
I'm all alone with you. There's a So I turned up some old soft boys and tried to drown out your voice. I feel my brain start to fade, and I know I've got it made, 'cause I've had enough of 1-4-5, and I've had all of your shit. I can't survive. I've had enough of your life story now. It just bores me now. Woo-hoo.
From Eric Vokes, Sending from a Day, from his Fanulu release, EP that came out last year or 2013, sometime thereabouts, but a terrific brighten your entire day type of tune. Just love it. Before that, we heard Mark Johnson's Concrete Lullaby from his Last Night on the Roller Coaster album. Mark Johnson is somebody who I always have a soft spot in my heart. In a lot of ways, he was really one of the, probably he was the first sort of independent artist that I ever really picked up on. I think it was his album 12 in a Room was probably, you know, the first sort of DIY, do it yourself, little pop classic that I ever really warmed to. I think up to that point, whenever I'd heard things that were independently produced, I think I had a bit of a well, come on, you have somebody who grows up in the spirit of the Beatles and the mega productions of the 1970s, and I still have a fondness for those. I'm not ashamed to admit. I mean, I cut my teeth on the Alan Parsons Project, right? Beautifully, wonderfully produced and engineered, and sonically, brilliant albums. But on the other hand, what Mark Johnson was able to do in his living room, basically, is something that I was just blown away by. And it was more than, you sort of knew, like Todd Rundgren, something, anything, was you know, kind of a one-man band for a lot of it. But that was a novelty, right? Here, it always struck me as being, this is the need, the desire to produce something, to make something, and you know, the passion and the songwriting that went into that. That was the first time I got it. It's the first time that clicked for me. And for my money, he doesn't, there can't be too much Mark Johnson material. He's got a very, very unique voice. And I don't mean that just in terms of his singing voice. I mean his artistic output. Before that, we heard Smith Brothers' Carrie Ann, a song that you can download. I believe iTunes and what have it has the single. And in many ways, it's one of those damn shame moments. That was actually sort of the linchpin in a failed Kickstarter campaign that the Smith Brothers undertook. That they had that and another track, which were just both out of this world good. I mean, to my mind, the best things that they had yet done. And for whatever reason, not enough people caught on to their campaign, and nothing else really seemed to come from it, which really was a damn shame, because it seemed like they were hitting their stride artistically in songwriting. And I sent them notes of encouragement, and really, really nice guys. And I used to be on their Christmas card list. So anyway, I hope they're doing well, and who knows, maybe something else will bubble up from them in the future. We can always hope. All right. Let's get right back into it, since I've been babbling on for a little while. Let's do a couple. You know, I mentioned the Beatles a little bit ago. Let's do a couple sort of Beatley tracks. I'll come back and say goodbye before I sign off. But let's kick it off with Kenny Howes and the Yeah, from their album Until Dawn. This is You Make Me Feel Like I'm Not Crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
guy who hands out peace of mind if he diss me. Questioning myself, my mental health, just existing. But
Gary Ritchie, Could Have Been Love from his album Sing, Hum, Repeat. Nothing but just pure, unadulterated fun. That's kind of what I think about these sort of Beatly, Mersey Beatish brand of power pop tunes. You know, I wind up collecting. I know there are people who delve very, very deeply into this stuff. I'm a dabbler. Maybe because I think that if I did devote myself to it, it would be, you know, it might not come up for air very often. But it is, you know, it's good for the soul as far as I'm concerned. And that right there is probably my favorite thing that Gary Ritchie's done so far. So hopefully he's out there planning on topping it soon. All right, that's going to just about do it for another edition of Let's Go Pop, brought to you, as always, by the Pure Pop Pub. This is Rich Horton saying so long and cheers. But in order to sort of ease us out, I don't want you guys having, you know, too bad, you know, music withdrawal. We'll ease you out with something from the Semantics, from their one and only album, Power Bill. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. If you haven't heard it yet, you're probably in for a treat. Because this is Johnny Come Lately, right here on Let's Go Pop, and I'll see you next time around.
Loretta standing in a wedding dress. She's at the altar with this look of desperation.